Welcome to the Halalan 2016 podcast. Here is your news for today, August 5th, 2015. Interior Secretary Mar Rojas made the invitation on national TV even as he has yet to personally approach and formalize the offer to the lady senator. Quote, maybe she thought I would not give her a formal offer in the past. It's because I was not yet endorsed at the time. However, we will make the time to clear things out. Unquote, he said on GMA News, Unang Balita. For her part, Poe said she is open to a meeting with Rojas on the matter after hearing his public announcement. Quote, I also heard about his invitation through the media this morning, she said. I'm always open to meet Secretary Rojas as a friend, but there is no particular date arranged, she added. Rojas earned President Benigno Aquino III's endorsement as the administration and the ruling Liberal Party's presidential bet for the 2016 elections at Club Filipino last July 31st. Like Vice President Jejomar Binay, he has yet to find a running mate. Previously, Poe and her fellow Senator Francis Cheese Escudero met with Aquino and Rojas ostensibly to iron out a viable electoral slate. However, Escudero and Poe have so far remained tight-lipped about their own aspirations, with some speculating they may run as independents in the 2016 elections. If Poe doesn't accept his offer, Rojas said he is also open to either Camarines Sur Representative Lenny Robredo or Batangas Governor Vilma Santos becoming his vice president. Quote, they have shown that they have the experience, capabilities, and willingness to serve our country and our people. Most important of all, their belief in the straight path is really embedded in their bones, he said. Thank you for listening to today's top news of Halalan 2016. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, and don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and on YouTube, and don't forget to like our Facebook page to get immediate updates.